such a learned person in Sanskrit and Bengali. Very. And he was so honest and good character person. He first went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit in Navadvip. And then he started from his village, native place. When he came nearer to Navadvip, he heard that Mahaprabhu has left this place. And all his Advaita Acharya, every half of him. Then he began to go. He was started to go for Jagannath. I will meet Gadadhar Pandit. I will meet Sarup Namodar, Raghunath Das, and all other Sikhi Maiti, Madhuri Devi, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, Sardham Bhattacharya. Very eagerly he was going. But when he was in the way, he heard that Gadadhar Prabhu has disappeared in the Nityasotna Mahaprabhu of separation of Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit. And he has entered in the duty of Gopinath, Kota Gopinath. He has that Sarup Damodar has appeared. He has that Raghunath Das Goswami has gone to from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan, only to die. He will go there and he will jump in Jamuna or he will go to Govardhan and from there jump. But he will die. But he could not. Krishna then said to him and he began to lead him, Radha to him. And he thought, high class of bhajan there, you know. Eriparajnath Pade Rahu Murat Rathana Kaisada. Nelson Dasan. Eriparajnath Yukaragnath Nari. Krishna Das. Then Shivasa Acharya Prabhu, after that, he returned and he came to Vrindavan. And he was so much upset, what to do? Mahaprabhu and all his followers had come. And he knew, when he came to Prayag, he heard that Rupa and Sanatan both had left this world. Now he was waiting so much loudly. Anyhow, he went to Vrindavan and he met with Jigasani. And Jigasani kindly kept him with him and began to give him association and all teaching all shastra to him. In the meantime, Narottam Thakur and Shyamananda also went to Vrindavan. And all were in the school of Jigasani. After that, when they were so much matured in all kinds of shastra, Jigasami told that I want to give you all the books of Rupa and Sanatan and of myself and all other books. And you should take it in a bullock cart and go to Bengal and teach all over Bengal. Because now Bengal has become devotee-less. You should preach there very strongly. So, all the books of Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Ujjal Nindani, Bhakti Goswami, Sindhu and all books and all books compiled by Jiva Goswami, Chaitanya Chaitami, all the books were given in the card. And two, three protectors, gods, were going, and three boys, four. Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda and Srinivasi was more elder than both. And they used to serve him and to obey Srinivasa Acharya. In the meantime, when the cult was nearer to Bengal, in a very dense forest, some dacoits came, and their astrologer, that they have a very, what, precious jewels in the cult. And then the king of the dacoits Hamdi was a very dangerous docker. He at once followed with his followers. And anyhow, when they were sleeping, anyhow, taking rest, because they are all tired, in the meantime, swiftly they took away stolen goods. And when they went there and saw that what is there, oh, only books. Oh, these are papers, not of any use, bogus things. But they kept the car there. In the meantime, when they awoke and they saw that, oh, very quiet, and they were doing like this, what is it? And waiting so much. Singh was told that he should return to Bengal, and he was searching, and after taking books, I will return, otherwise not. So Samananda Prabhu and Narottam Thakur went there, and they gave some letter to Jiva Goswami and others that books have been stolen. But in the meantime, Srinivas was searching here and there like a beggar boy. One day he went in the council of King, that is Birhambi, the commander-chief of all the doctors. And he saw that in his council some priest, Brahmin, was reading Srimad Bhagavata and explaining. It seems that this king is very religious and pious, and he has some bhakti with Krishna. So I should anyhow mix with thee, and I should please him, and then I will serve. Then the Harikatha, explaining of Bhagavat was not finished. Srinivas, as a boy of only 18 years, and he stood up and told to King, O King, I want to explain the same slok which he has explained. I think he has not explained well. And then he began to explain. King told that, I want to hear your explanation. And all were so lovely. So he began to. What? Madhupakitava bandho maastri sangri chapatna di. And he explained in such a way, the separation mode of Radhika and Gopi and Krishna. Himself he was beating so bitterly, and all the counselors began to read. And he explained 3-4 hours. And 15 times, after 3-4 hours, when he finished one more slok, and then King himself within all counselors went in and fell flat on the lotus feet of Srinivas. Oh, how beautiful! We want that you should initiate us. We are all setting up a very pure, bona fide, qualified guru. I see that in the whole world. I cannot have a guru like you. You are bona fide. I have never seen a person like you, so qualified. He told that, I can, but you will have to give some dakshina to me, otherwise not. If you are taking harinam or dikshar or initiation and not giving something, donation, not donation, but dakshina to Gurudev, that dikshar will not be successful. Initiation will, Guru will never want anything, but we should do. Certainly, if you are brahmachari, you cannot be, then you should give yourself, your body, mind, soul, everything. And if you are grihastha, you should be anything. What is so precious, and which will be useful for my Gurudev, that should be. So, he told, the king answered that, I know this thing. I will give you anything you like. Then he told, lot, a full of books, and very useful, like more than jewel valuable. So if you can give me this donation, then I can. King began to smile. How he knew that these books are with me and how can help? And he again fell flat on the lotus feet. Just now I am giving you. Before initiation and after initiation, I will give myself, my kingdom, my whole family, everything forever. And then at once he ordered that bullock horse to be brought here with as it was, full of books. Oh, when books were. Srinivas Pandit felt sad and then pranam to all the books, like if they are Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Krishna. There is explanation of Sanatana Goswami, Vaishnava Toshini of Bhagavatam. Jiva Goswami, Lahu Vaishnava Toshini, and all the books of Srila Rupa Goswami, Ujjal Nandini, Bhakti Goswami, Sindhu. All the books of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Sandarbha, all these such Sandarbha were there, such somebody and all the books. Gopal Chantu, all. And he became so melted. He told that he had given me life. Then he initiated, not only him, his wife, his children, and his all ministers, associates, counselors. And King gave his heart, mind, soul, and everything to him, and your eternal soul. And he never disabled in his whole life. You see, in these days, that he has initiated everyone, and he will give you everything, and next day he will go to another guru, Sahajiya Guru, or any other guru, Brahmavadi Guru, he is there. And he will give Guru Deva himself, oh, kindly come to me, I will not come. So now there is a very big problem, and that is why we are not having Krishna prayer. No bhakti, pure bhakti. So we should try to follow. Srinivasa. And then he took all the cards and went to Bengal, nearer to Kathawa, and then Shyamananda and Narottam Thakur were also called, and so many were called. And in the whole Bengal, even to Assam and everywhere, Manipur, Bhakti was preached. He was so a scholar. Then he used to explain Srimad Bhagavatam, waiting. And Krishna, with his all beloved gopis, they used to come and to give blessings. So, and he was a very beautiful Kirtaniya. And he has so many rag and ragini melodies. And he used to play on Bhajanga as if he would quickly jump. No, also to myself. They have some rag, Manohar Shahi and Garan Hati, Manohar Shahi. So many beautiful ragini. Ragini, you know? That. Oh, yes. Sare Gama Padhani Sa, and then Sani Dhapa Magari. Very beautiful music. When Krishna used to sing in Pancham, in five, then Gopi followed and they used to sing in seven, and Krishna has no tune there. And then Krishna used to say, oh, sadhu, 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 I cannot do like you. So, his one of the daughter was named Hemlata Thakura. He became preacher, very famous preacher. He left, he was perhaps married to anyone. And he was very famous preacher.
So many disciples she made. And that was her. She was married, she was from. But even Ramananda was also married. But Narottam Thakur was not married. But all used to give the same respect to him. And when they used to meet together, like bosom brother, like what? Bosom brother. Used to try to follow them and to be devoted like them. If you are following, only 1% reason, it is enough for us. So you should be strong follower of them. Arjuna, I have come here, why you sprinkle their mercy to you? You should not be troubled, not doubt anything in that field. Only you want to, you should try to be your akhanda prem, akhanda love, whole love. Only to Krishna and devotee, not to anyone, don't what? To any fraction. Then you will be a pure devotee. Gaur Pranam. Today will be some place. Not today.